I don't know whether it'll be successful, but I think there's going to be movements to do that. We want to remember that 92% of the farmers have crop insurance. Now, the extent to which you increase or decrease the government's participation in crop insurance and people drop out of it, and you get a large segment of farmers dropping out because they say, it's not a good deal, I'll just take my chances on getting disaster. Well, one way or the other, the taxpayers are going to pay for disaster in agriculture. If they don't pay for it through crop insurance, then they're going to pay through it disaster payments. And sometimes they pay for it through both programs. Because sometimes, even though you have crop insurance, sometimes there's still a rationale for disaster payments. So I think it'd be wiser to encourage risk management before the risk actually occurs and keep the subsidy where it is and make sure that the farmers pay for part of it rather than the taxpayers paying for 100% of it under disaster. And those things are apt to happen if proportional to the reduction of the subsidy. There'll be a reduction in the number of people that participate in the program.